Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
A sixth wave of Iranian ballistic missiles has been fired towards Israel in what is clearly a very, very significant morning. Lieutenant Colonel Morris Hirsch from the Jerusalem Center for Security Foreign Affairs, former director of military prosecution for Judea and Samaria. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Are you somewhere safe?
I am, thank God, in the Judean hills, far away from the rockets. But it's not the same for everyone in Israel.
No, it's certainly
what
not.
What appears to be a very deadly morning.
I'm not really sure I understand what's going on. I saw the Trump announcement that there is the ceasefire. I'm not really sure when it was meant to take effect. I understood it was like an hour ago. Can you just give me some perspective, give us some understanding of what on earth is going on there this morning?
So it appears that after the American strikes on Iran, Iran tried to save a little bit of face by attacking the American bases. And as President Trump really did relay to the world, they even gave the U.S. Prior warning of the attacks, and 13 of the 14 missiles were shot down. They have been embarrassed, and in an honor-based society, I don't think that's something that they can really deal with. And so they're attacking Israel again. The ceasefire, as I understand it, was meant to take force at 6 a.m. this morning. And obviously this barrage of rockets was fired in breach of that ceasefire. But I have to say, put a little asterisk by that, I did see at least one report that said that the ceasefire was meant to take effect at 7 o'clock, in which case this barrage would have been really in the last few minutes before the ceasefire was meant to take effect.
Have the Israeli authorities not given any guidance? What have we heard from them?
Well, so there's been no statement that I've seen from the Israeli authorities regarding a ceasefire. I think we're all, unfortunately, we've all seen these games far too long and far too many times, where the terrorists and the enemies promise a ceasefire but then carry on fighting anyway. And so I think it would be Israel would be very cautious in that type of a scenario until the ceasefire actually takes effect, and it's very, very clear that now we should also stop firing. I think that the Iranians must expect an Israeli response to the barrage this morning, and hopefully, nonetheless, this will bring about the very much needed regime change in Iran. Because if we stop now, then really only half the work is done.
What do we know about the Ayatollah?
Well, what we've seen about the Ayatollah is that his medical his mental status is quite undermined. He's not a young man. He was already being considered for replacement before the war, and the Iranians were looking for the right person. Ibrahim Raisi was going to be the natural, the butcher of Tehran was going to be the natural replacement for him until he was killed in the helicopter crash. Now that there was discussions about his son, but at the moment it appears that he's hiding in his bunker, below the ground, just trying to avoid any type of potential Israeli strike upon him, which may happen at any time.
The fact that we had this attack, this Iranian so-called attack on the American base yesterday in Qatar, does that have any bearing on anything here?
Well, so the question is really whether the U.S. is willing to take that type of an attack quietly and not respond, whether it's the process and really the policy of placating the terrorists to attack America will continue on. It hasn't proved itself to work in the past. And President Trump, on the other hand, has proved himself to be one of those people who says, what hasn't worked in the past, we shouldn't adopt as policy in the future. But at the moment, it's unclear as to what really he's going to do. I think he's very, very unpredictable. And trying to understand how he would perceive that attack, given the circumstances, and whether it would require a U.S. response is, I think, something which only he would know.
Mm. There seems to be, in Israeli press, just quickly looking at it, there seems to be the similar understanding that you have, that the ceasefire went into effect 22 minutes ago, which means that Iran has already violated the ceasefire. That being the case, what type of reaction do you think that we can expect from Israel on this?
Well, I think we have to understand the ceasefire as what it is. It's an Iranian desperate request to surrender and for Israel to stop attacking and for the U.S. to stop attacking it, because they have proven to be quite ineffective. I understand and I don't make light of the fact that there have been a number of ballistic missiles that have fallen in Israel and there have been casualties. But of the almost 570 ballistic missiles that they've shot, probably 90% have been shot down on the way here, caused no damage. They've launched over 1,000 UAVs, all have been shot down, and whilst they are causing damage, I think that they expected much more damage to have been caused, and their entire response, considering the fact that Israel took out its nuclear sites, took out their all of their senior leadership, military leadership, many of their nuclear scientists, and dozens and dozens of other military targets. I think Iran is basically, the Iranian regime is on its knees begging for a ceasefire, and so they're taking a very huge risk by firing more rockets in breach of that ceasefire. And I would hope that Israel would respond with tremendous force, just to ensure that the Iranians get exactly the right message.
The fact yesterday as well that the doors of the prison were burst open. The Israel doomsday clock was destroyed. Those are very, very symbolic acts as well by Israel, showing that it can really get to the heart of the Iranian regime.
Yeah, without question. I think what we're seeing is not only pure military targets, but targets that have both a military value and a propaganda value. These are the type of targets which really do cause the demoralization of the Iranian regime, and it's something which should and potentially could be the motor for bringing about that regime change. The prison that was attacked, it wasn't thieves, it wasn't robbers, it wasn't even murderers. It was mostly political opponents of the regime who had been tortured to differing degrees in that prison, and their release could potentially be the motor for that change that is so required. So for the regime, it was not only an attack on one of their strong arms and their strongholds, but really a potential opening of a barrier that could cause a tremendous flood.
That is where we leave it. Lieutenant Colonel Morris Hirsch, thank you as always. He's from the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs and a former director of military prosecution for Judea and Samaria, bringing us the latest news from Israel as the sixth wave of missiles heads towards the country.